You are now listening to the Purpose Edit podcast.
You got to be willing to be vulnerable. You have to have the ability to self-assess, and not everybody has the ability to self-assess.
You don't necessarily have to like school to be successful in school. You just have to know how to play the game and finesse it and get through it.
Welcome to the Perfect Settings Podcast. This is a short yet powerful conversation designed to help you do three things that can ultimately change the trajectory of your life. One, discover your purpose. Two, walk in your purpose. And three, ultimately fulfill your purpose. I am your host, Coach Vic, and I'm joined as always by my lifelong friend, my brother, the educator, Dr. Shane Calhoun. Dr. Shane Calhoun, what up, homie?
What's up?
I would ask you how you doing, but your hat says blessed, so that's probably a testament to what you're feeling, right? Am I right?
No, but even if I don't feel it, it doesn't take away from how blessed I am.
Oh, and just when I thought I knew a person, they always reveal that I don't know.
I do feel blessed. I do feel 100%. No, I say that like I don't believe it, but like I think sometimes, like what's this guy's name? Inky Johnson has this quote. He says that if you don't have questions when good things happen, you shouldn't have questions when bad things happen. Mm. So what people don't like, I think sometimes people, not to sound all preachy, determine their level of blessedness or lifeness based on how well things are going.
Yeah.
And regardless of what, if your fingers and toes is moving, hey man, I'm blessed, bro.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah,
that makes a lot of sense.
What you got going on? What are you doing for New Year's?
Well, you know, that's New Year's Eve is the anniversary.
Yeah.
So we'll be this weekend. We'll be celebrating a quick date night. We'll spend some time together over the weekend. Nothing major. We like to be low key around New Year's Eve because people don't know how to act, man. Mm-hmm. That's unfortunate. So we go do what we need to do and then get out of the way.
Get out of the way. That's a good way to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same here. We ain't doing nothing much. Just sitting around. I was trying to set up, being around family for New Year's, but and you guys are gonna be hearing this in 2024. But I was trying to set up being around family for New Year's, but it didn't work out because I got to go back to work. I think on the 2nd.
Jeez.
Yeah, they weren't playing with us this year, man. So.
The 2nd?
I think so. If not the 2nd, definitely the 3rd. But whatever it was, if I went down to the crib to drive back on the 2nd and then have to turn around the next day and go, it would have been too much. So
that's crazy. Even the little elementary and middle schools, they're not even going back to the 8th.
Yeah, that's crazy. Like the students come back on the 8th, but they start with faculty meetings. And
faculty. All that stuff, you know? Got it. I don't miss that at all.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm not in the academic space, and you've probably been on break for most of December.
I ain't been to work since December 1st, buddy.
See? So you know what? Go back to work December 2nd.
Yeah, I deserve it.
I hope they have a staff meeting at 8 a.m. on the 2nd.
It better be online if it's that early. It better be online.
We live in a virtual world, so that's perfectly fine.
Yeah, man. So, blew my mind. I got a couple sticky notes today.
Talk to me, because you don't normally have sticky notes.
I normally don't have sticky notes. So, what's more important, how you start or how you finish?
Ooh, man. I really think how you finish is more important. Yeah, I'll pause there. How you finish. That's my answer.
I find it super interesting that at most times, most people at this time of year have shut it down in preparation to start, which what's more important, how you start or how you finish? Blows my mind because you texted me, I think maybe last week, and you were talking about something and we were supposed to record, but we didn't. But you was working on your shot. So I was doing the same, which again, it's always amazing to me how we don't talk about stuff, but we're doing the same things.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I'm working a mad dash right now because there's some things that I need to get done. Like my goal is to take Monday off, January 1. So New Year's Day, I just want to do nothing. Shut down the phones. I don't do that often. I'm trying to set a new habit. But in the meantime, I'm sprinting to the end. Like, I'm not pulling up at that line. I'm not taking this week off to party and celebrate. But a lot of people do.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's kind of funny how we just got some things backwards.
It's like the whole New Year's resolution thing, right? You set a goal at the beginning of the year only to not finish it, not see it all the way through.
Yep.
And don't get me wrong, we all have our ebbs and flows of pursuing goals, right? But it's just something about finishing strong that does wonders for your confidence and for your ego, as opposed to, I got a strong start.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's assumed then you must have finished well.
Yeah. Or I fell off 2 weeks after this one. So how long did that strong start last?
Yeah. Like, I was off to a strong start. I mean, I was doing this. Oh, well, you must have been killing it all year. Well. So, yeah. It's absolutely, for me anyway, it's about how you finish, how you come through the line. Because if the race continues or the journey continues, then that chapter or that moment that you finish strong on is going to set you up for an even better
and
start.
And that's the point. That's the reason why I'm doing this stuff now, because I'm thinking about what I want January to look like. And if I come into January, I mean, and, you know, we're making gross assumptions. Maybe everybody had everything done before Christmas. Maybe they did. But for me, I'm just thinking about the running start and it's going to tie together. So I sent you a couple of titles and I'm just going to let the audience know the titles that I sent you. So the titles that I sent you was In the World, But Not Of It, The Main Thing, Doing the Most But Nothing At All, Reinventing the Real, Ripping Up the Blueprint. And then I just told you, forgive me. These ideas in my brain all tie together. I say them again. In the World But Not Of It, The Main Thing, Doing the Most But Nothing At All, Reinventing the Real, Ripping Up the Blueprint. Which one of those you said resonated with you the most? You said doing the most. Why did that resonate with you?
Doing the most but nothing at all. And kind of fitting with what you just said for
100%.
I think it was the context of where we are end of the year, right?
Yeah.
Reflecting on how much I myself, other people have been doing the most. And really, when you look back, what did you accomplish? Nothing at all. Nothing at all. And it's, I'm all about that self-accountability, right? I'm willing to tell myself, you did a lot of movement, but you didn't go forward in any, you didn't move in any direction.
Yeah.
So if you really are committed and serious about the things you want to accomplish, you got to move in a direction. So that one resonated the most with me. But all of them, I said, wherever he takes this, I'm going to follow his lead.
Well, that's brilliant, because what brought about all of those questions, and I could talk about those questions, and I'll give more, if time allows, I'll give more insight about why each of those stuck. But the main question that brought about those particular thoughts was, what did you learn in 2023? And you see how it all like, that's where it came from. So that's where I started. But I'm like, we're not really into resolutions, right? So the purpose of identifying what you learned is ultimately to make the path of tomorrow, not even next year, the path of tomorrow and the day after better. So what did you learn in 2023?
Just one thing, because I learned a lot.
Yeah, I have three.
The first one that comes to mind, I learned about who I am at this point in my journey, as opposed to who I had been prior to this. Like, I hit a milestone this year. I turned 40 this year.
Damn.
And for real.
Sorry, I just had to do that Kevin Hart and Don Cheadle a bit. My bad. Sorry. I didn't mean nothing by it. Go right ahead.
You're right behind me. Like, we are literally months apart.
December, January, February, March, April, May. I ain't there yet, cuz.
You are right behind me. Like, Like, you can't even put the seventh finger up all the way because, you know what I'm saying? Like, January is in 2 days. Like,
my bad.
Anyway, who I had been up to this point versus who I am now and who I need to be based on the goals I have, that was probably the biggest thing that I learned. And that, what were the tools that I need to tap back into? Who are the people? What are the resources? So my biggest lessons was figuring out who I am. Probably the second thing was, you don't have to be qualified to be qualified. For me, what that means is I stepped into a lot of arenas that prior to stepping into them, I didn't have the credentials. I wasn't a thought partner in those spaces. I was quietly doing my own thing on the side, and I began to self-sabotage. I began to suffer from imposter syndrome, saying I don't deserve to be here, but yet I'm here, and yet they keep inviting me back here. So what does that tell you? You don't have to be credentially qualified, have the educational know-how and background and experience to still be qualified to be a leader in a space. And that was eye-opening for me and what I needed to get this year. What about you, though? You said you had three things.
I can't remember one of them, but back to you, because I'm going to ask, so who are you? You said you found out who you are. Well, so who are you?
Yeah. So when you and I met, I was the athlete. That's who I've been in our friendship. That's who people knew me as. But the athlete back then was an individual who was who lived and died based on the applause and the boos. Mm. The athlete that I am now is a person that has found a way to give credit to the right evaluators, but live and feed off of the work that I put in to help others. How do I show up to play? Mm-hmm. That matters more. So my priorities changed as an athlete. But because I identify as an athlete, it helps me to make better decisions, not only for myself, but for my family and all the other people that I'm responsible for, because I'm thinking ahead. That was who I was. I played chess when everybody else was playing checkers. Like, I'm training, I'm working out. But it's not just from a physical standpoint, it's from a mental standpoint. Like, people don't see when I get up in the morning and I'm listening to podcasts. They don't see when I'm cutting grass, I'm listening to an audio book, I'm continuing to feed my soul, I'm diving in, learning about taxes and learning about business. They don't see none of that. I just show up to a space. So constantly being consciously aware of who I am and the decisions I need to make is the athlete that I am now.
So how do you apply that going forward?
Yeah. Got to obviously stay focused on the main thing, one of your topics. Let the main thing be the main thing. But literally use visualization. And this is just for me. I'm actually ordering a big whiteboard. You can't see it, but I got this blank wall right here. I'm going to put this big whiteboard up to capture my thoughts better. They get hidden in notebooks.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I said, I've been wanting one too. What I did was I went out and bought a big sketch pad with no lines. But I've been thinking about a board would probably do me better.
I need a board because I need a bigger space and I can, you know, map out stuff and connect it to thoughts and ideas. Mm-hmm. You can't see my desk and I'm not going to show it. I'm kind of embarrassed about the mess, but I got notebooks and sticky pads and sticky notes all over the place of ideas that I had to sit down a couple of days ago and just start going through paperwork and be like, oh snap, I forgot I even had this idea. Right. Yeah. Or you know what? I've done that. I've accomplished those. I can ball that paper up, get rid of it because we've already executed that. So I need the visual representation of my thoughts and ideas in order to keep this identity and this decision-making moving forward.
Gotcha.
Gotcha.
Well, I had I said I had three that I've learned. But but I can only remember two, and that's why I had these stupid sticky notes, and I guess I didn't write it down. So for me, number one was I've kind of learned that I'm not over, you know, my friends that I've lost in 22, and it's in a lot of ways drives a lot of my actions. I promise, I wrote on a note, say, what's up to Tina? Tina, I am so proud of you. I think about you literally every single day. I think about you and what you're dealing with like every day. And I don't always say it because I don't always know how to have these conversations. But just knowing my prayers and thoughts are with you. And so I'm learning that I'm not over that. And why that's important is because it changes your perspective about life and how you go about life and looking over your shoulder and being extra cautious and yada, 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 yada. So just trying to work through that. I probably need to go talk to a professional about it. But I've learned that in a real way that many of the times I'm really not over that. The second thing that I learned, which is, I guess, a little bit more positive, is that everything is possible. Mm. Everything is possible. Like, I have a goal that I set that in my brain I'm thinking might take me 10 years. So I'm thinking, you know, by the time I'm 49, 10 years from now, this will be, I'm halfway there. Dang! Like, halfway there. And it is like, you think about, like, sometimes I think we make obstacles and starting bigger than it is. Just fucking start. Like and start in the most trivial way possible. I was reading, I forget the book again. I should probably keep up with my books. But they said if you're like on a fitness journey and you run and you want to get into running, so what you do is first couple days, just go to the door, put on the shoes.
Atomic Habits.
Okay. I know this. Take the shoes off. Next time you're going to feel kind of stupid. I've been putting my shoes on for 3 days and taking it off. So put the shoes on, walk to the mailbox. Eventually you're going to realize I could probably walk up the block. Then eventually you're going to realize you can run up the block. Then you're going to realize, hell, I can run a mile.
Yep.
But so many people get stuck at the thought and don't even start. And that's the hardest shit.
Bro, I just read something that said the two reasons why people don't achieve their goals is because their actions don't align with achieving the thing that they set out to accomplish, or they never take action. They're stuck at the thought position or something to that effect. I was like, oh my God.
I can make it simple. They don't start, they don't finish.
That right there. It's like, if you never take a step, like, you're never going to accomplish the thing.
And it is so possible. Like I can't tell people enough that how sometimes when you look at a thing, it may look like a mountain.
Yeah.
When really it's just a soda can that you got to walk over.
Yeah.
And all it is
fear of the unknown.
Yeah.
You know, fear of the unknown. You don't know how big the hurdle might be or what you might have to go through to overcome it, but you also don't know how easy it could be to overcome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So those are the two that stuck with me. There was a third one, but it ain't hit me yet.
Probably what you told me offline before we came on the show, when you said what you put in the description of the last pod we recorded, what you learned from Vic is that I was always right. You said that.
No. I mean, I said that, but that wasn't it.
That isn't the third thing that you learned in 2023.
I said it, but that wasn't it, bro. No, that wasn't it. I said nothing.
Bro, I would have bet money. If you'd asked me to bet money, I would have bet
that money.
That would have been the third thing.
Huh? Huh? I said, go ahead and bet that money. I need a new TV for my office.
It's going to be a little TV.
That's all right. I'll take it. But so on a scale of 1 to 10, how was your 2023?
An 8. No bull. 2023 was an 8. And, you know, 23, my favorite, the GOAT, is Jordan, right? So coming into this year, I was like, 2023, this is the year of the GOAT. This is going to be a great year. And you know what? It's an 8, but it was a great 8. Yeah. The things that I was able to accomplish this year showed me what was possible. Mm-hmm. New revelations, stuff where I started to doubt myself, imposter syndrome. I felt like I was able to overcome, like I can show up, show out, you know, like I started to feel like me. So for me, it was an 8. What about you?
Mine was up there. I learned so much. And it's just when you consider what's possible, when I'm considering what's possible, I'm just excited now about what I can do. So I'm going to say 8, 9, 10, somewhere in there, depending on, you know, how you measure it. It's been a great year.
An outsider watching you work this year, I would have put you at a 10.
I appreciate it.
I'd have put you at a 10. Not to say perfection, but 10 as in the stuff that I saw you do and juggle and handle despite all of the adversity, man, I don't know how you did it. I literally don't know how you did it.
I appreciate it. A lot of lights went on. And I'm continuing to see a pattern of the things you say you don't want to do are the things that you have to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
You keep saying, I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Are the things that you absolutely have to do. So
like it was a pattern, especially like summertime, that you would call my phone and it would be a new revelation every mm-hmm. time you called. And we mm-hmm. talked like every week. Mm-hmm. It felt like, right. Mm-hmm. Hey, you ain't gonna believe what I just unlocked, mm-hmm. what I just unlocked.
Mm-hmm. And right. That's about when it started clipping. That's exactly when it started clicking. That's exactly yep. when everything started to like.
And that's that momentum. Like when you start to lean in to stuff, especially stuff that you can't stop thinking about, mm-hmm. like stuff that's constantly on your mind, light bulbs start to just turn on and that momentum just starts to pick up and pick up and pick up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I would say the same about you. I don't remember, we haven't put the podcast out yet, but there was an episode where we were recording. And I was like, damn, he's back. I don't know where this yep. guy been. But yep. he, and I think I said it to you in the episode. I was like, yeah,
you did. And that was the moment. That's why I say this year was an 8 for me, because that revelation happened. Mm-hmm. That revelation happened amidst all the stuff that I was dealing with mentally.
Mm-hmm. What's your focus for the first quarter of 2024?
I don't know that I've figured that out yet. What I plan to do starting tomorrow, so from tomorrow through New Year's, well, actually, tomorrow through the 2nd, that was going to be my focus, was sit down and set my goals and set my focus and my priorities. I have a running list of things, but I haven't nailed down one thing or a few things yet. I got to sit down and do that. Mm. Yeah. What about you?
Get more organized in my spending. As I told you, I'm spending like Congress right now. So, and I ain't got it. And I'm just, I ain't got it. So it's like the more you pay attention to the detail is the more detail oriented you become.
Correct.
So now that I'm seeing the gaps in my detail attention, I have to now start paying attention to the details even more so than I have over the last 6 months. So
yeah.
I got a couple, let me see. I got 1, 2, I got 2 semi-big projects that are afoot, and then a big conference in January that I'm presenting. I'm a part of the conference for 3 days, like all 3 days I have an event. So that's exciting. So I'm hoping to knock some things out the park there and ruffle some feathers.
But where is it going to be at?
Huntsville. So it's still in the state. It's our state music conference. The one that I went to, I like learned from last year, right? Last year, I stayed at the hotel up the block. I wasn't in the thick of it. This year, I booked my hotel early. I'm at the joint. I'm going to go get my pants fitted to make sure they ain't tight. And when I stand
this up there, this is that conference.
Yeah, that conference.
So if you, I don't remember the episode. We're going to have to find the episode that you talked about this, where this man had all kinds of no's.
Yeah.
You violated them. So many. Is this also the one where you got up and went to breakfast in your hoodie and some shorts and everybody was downstairs? Is this that
one? Yeah. That one. That one.
The lesson from that one was, when traveling as a conference or some sort of event, in the status and the level that you've achieved now, you are always on, you're never off.
Yes.
That was the lesson.
Yes. So yeah. I booked my hotel. I got everything going. I'm going to actually start packing my bag. I'm going to finish my presentation early. Right. I have my projects laid out by dates. So I have two writing projects and then the conference. So I know when the deadlines are that I have to have them done. I'm gonna try to do it so we're not so stressed out.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's it. Just keeping organized, focusing, locking in on the minute to minute. Like I wrote something down the other day. Let me show you. I said something along the lines of we can't say that every hour and minute is important if we don't account for every hour and minute. So if it's important, you gotta take some account to it and start treating it willy-nilly. So that's what I'm on in 2024.
I would say at a high level, now, you know, hearing you talk, I would say proactive execution is probably the focus for 2024. At a very high level. Proactive execution.
Yeah. High level. In the world, but not of it. So, like, we say we're not, like, about resolutions, but we're actively thinking about it in the context.
Well, define a resolution. Here, I'm going to look it up.
I mean, just the whole New Year's hooshbla, New Year, New Me, the whole hooshbla of New Year's. But, you know, the question was, what did you learn in 2023? Because the goal is to learn moving forward. Then I said, doing the most and nothing at all. I hate to do this. Mm-hmm. And then I also said, keep the main thing the main thing. So keep the main thing the main thing.
All right. So we don't do the resolution thing, but here's what a resolution is. It is a firm decision to do or not do something, right? The quality of being determined or resolute in where you stand. The thing for me that I would say justifies why I don't do the whole resolution thing, because again, it's the pretense of, oh, new year, new me. I got all of these goals. I'm gonna do all of this. No, I've never got off my journey. My journey happens in ebbs and flows because that's how life happens.
Gotcha.
And so if I need to start something, I don't have to wait for January 1st or February 1st. I don't have to wait for a quote unquote societal milestone for me to start my thing. If I want to start working out, I can start tomorrow on a Tuesday. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's not about a resolution. It's about identifying, to your question, what's your focus? What are you focused on? And then work backwards. What are you trying to accomplish? What are your priorities? How are you going to get there?
So, I agree. I agree wholeheartedly, and I'm right there with you. But it's just like, and I guess we're speaking to an audience here, what he just said, like, you don't have to wait until January 1 to do that thing that you want to do, to lose that pound, to cut the sugar, all that stuff. You just start. Just start and do it. Keeping the main thing the main thing, like, all the flash, all the extraness, all the, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just unnecessary, man. Focus. Half of the stuff we see on the internet is not real, man. It's not real.
We know that. Do other people know that?
I wish they did. But everybody says they do.
A lot of people say a lot of stuff. Like my daddy said, you can make your mouth fried chicken. I don't know what that means. But I know it don't mean what it say.
Bless him.
Let's get out of here, homie. Footwork. For our audience who don't know, we always like to share one step we've taken to get us that much closer to a goal. It's the end of the year, but you might be able to share something, Shane. What you got? Footwork.
I know we all adults with a life, and we don't spend all our time on social medias, but I need everybody to go to like and follow at Creating Hustle on TikTok. At Creating Hustle 1440 on TikTok. That's at Creating Hustle 1440 on TikTok. I've organically grew that page where I'm at 4,161 followers. I need to get to 460. I need to get to 5,000.
That's what's up.
Once I get to 5,000, it opens up some other financial things that I need to get to.
Listen, go help our brother.
Yeah, so go like the page, check out the content. Yeah. I need to get to 5,000. What you got?
I actually put together a workout schedule and regimen for myself.
Okay.
Because of my priorities, faith, family, fitness, and finance, right? The fitness part of it plays a big part to successfully executing in the other areas of my life. And so by putting together that workout plan, it makes it easy to go work out. I just pick up the phone. I already know what I'm going to do because it's already set.
That thumb was it.
Even computer agrees.
Do the thumb again.
I don't know how. I don't know why it does that. I can't tell you why.
Whoever you watching back there.
Yeah.
I see you.
Somebody hacked my computer. I don't know how. I don't know what it is. I've checked all my settings, but now all of a sudden, anytime I'm recording a video thing, these gestures, these like bubble gestures happen depending on how I move my hands, but I haven't figured out what I do with my hands that triggers it. So you who has hacked my computer, I would like to talk to you. We can talk off air privately. I will not air you out,
yeah, but they
I do need to talk to you. Look, it's the same person that when I'm traveling and my wife's not with me, we'll video chat. We swear somebody's hacked the video. Like we've heard like auxiliary voices that pop into the video. Yeah, it's crazy. I'm like, I'm not even a big deal for people to be hacking me. Like you hacking the wrong person.
That's crazy.
But hey.
That is crazy. I didn't tell you. I had a health scare last week, bro.
No, you did not tell me.
I thought I was about to check out. So I went to do my normal routine, you know, blood work, whatever, whatever. So I get a call from the doctor and he says, hey, man, I have three concerns. I need you to go get a calcium buildup screening. Go check on the big old heart here. So I'm like, what in the world? So now I'm overweight. Guys, I'm fat. I'm as fat as I've ever been in my life. All right, y'all. I'm 5'6". I'm not going to tell you how much I weigh, but I just know that I look like a rectangle right now. Okay? So I'm fat. But anyway, so he says, I need you to go do the screening. So I think he also mentioned cholesterol might be an issue. Yeah. And then he mentioned something about vitamin D. So now the heart, I'm thinking, Lord have mercy. Oh God, I'm about to check out. Yada, 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 yada. So with the calcium screening, it goes from 0 to 400.
Okay.
0 to 10, it's unlikely. Anything, no cardiac stress, whatever. From 10 to 100, you're like, the rate, the chances are higher. 100 and up to 300, it's pretty the deal. And 400 and up or 300 and up, you're like, it could be tomorrow, right? So I go through the stuff. I'm in my mind. I'm praying, Lord, just give me a 20. Give me anything under 100. If you give me under 100, I don't looked at my diet. I'm cutting out everything. I got all these recipes for all the stuff that I'm eating. I switch my pattern. I go through the machine, bro, and I got a 2. So I come out the machine and she asks me, who's your doctor? I said, I tell her the name and she's like, oh. And I said, why'd you ask? You know, because I'm thinking, I'm still, she hadn't told me the number yet. I'm thinking that something's wrong. So, like, he did the right thing. It was a two. So now I don't want no more calcium on my heart and I got to lose some weight. But when I say I thought I was gone, bro, I thought I was gone.
See, sometimes God will send us wake up calls.
Yeah, subtle messages. You know? And I almost, I did have a should I let it slide. So I'm at the doctor's office and I said, I said, so I'm probably overweight, need to lose some weight, doc. And he says, yeah, you do.
Is your doctor now from 600 pound life? Is that your doctor?
Huh?
Is your doctor now from 600 pound life?
Have you seen that? No, he's a jerk. He just, you know, I'm like, I'm at least looking from the butter. Maybe he's like, yeah, you're a little bit fluffy, but you know, let me, he said, yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. I'm like, come on, man.
No, you like the honest truth. You want somebody. You just said on the last episode, I want you to just tell me the raw and uncut truth.
I did. So
see how you act when you get it?
I get expecting all it from him, though. That was delicate, man. I don't tell a man he's fat.
Hey, you joked earlier about my age and hitting 40. My doctor literally said to me, hey, when you turn 40, stuff change. My doctor's only a couple years older than us. He's like 43. He said, for whatever reason, at 40, stuff changes. Just automatic. He's like, stuff that didn't bother you, didn't seem to be a problem, all of a sudden are a problem. I didn't tell you this. I got a little cholesterol thing, but it's genetic. I didn't know it. Found out that it's on my dad's side. I got a gene that produces bad cholesterol. Mm. And he's like, prior to 40, he had told me, I've been going to this doctor for 6 years. He was like, prior to 40, I'm not necessarily concerned as long as you do a couple of things. Well, I didn't do all of those things.
Mm.
I turned 40. He say, now I'm going to make the decision for you.
Yeah.
Because stuff changes. We're going to be proactive. I say, okay. All right. I've never seen that side of him. His whole tone changed. His whole attitude changed. So I'm telling you that you probably got the same signals I got. Because again, you're right behind me in terms of age. You're only a few months, sir.
Yeah. So we're going to kick it in the gear.
Okay.
We're going to kick it in the gear.
All right.
I've been blending. I'm going to get my summer body on, shirt off all summer.
That rectangle going to be out, baby.
Be around this day looking like Rick Ross, minus the beard.
Oh, my goodness. Just make sure that the is voluntary, not involuntary. Because there's some people that is involuntary. Every time they talk. All right, let's get out of here. It's late. Look, quote of the day, quote of the week, motivation, inspiration for your life. Three words. Start, use, do. Three words. Start, use, do. Start where you are. Use what you got. Do what you can.
That's good.
That's the word of the week, and it might be for the year for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Start, use, do.
Start, use,
As do. Always, Purpose Addicts, we appreciate you for rocking with us. I'm Coach Vic. That's Doc. Live life on purpose. We out.
And I think a lot of times everybody's not going to understand your vision, your walk, your purpose, your desires, your dreams, your goals. And they don't have to, because I'm going to tell you a secret. Everybody ready? It's yours. It don't belong to them. It ain't they teeth to brush. Ain't they armpits to put deodorant on. It's yours.
This message is for anyone who is not answering the calling on their life. I want you to take note of something. That one thing, that one talent, that one gift you have, that idea that could give birth to a solution that possibly brings harmony to the world, will never get the chance to breathe life if you continue to let fear kidnap you from your future. That's right, I said, if you continue to let fear kidnap you from your future. Too many times we settle for good things when we can have God things. And purpose is a God-given gift. Not everybody fulfills their purpose. Not everybody discovers it. Not everybody walks in it. But if you're willing to give up the good things to get to the God things, well, baby, I promise you, purpose, that's for you.
Failure is a part of success. I heard that somewhere. I didn't make that one. Failure is a part of success.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know I love that. You could try 10 times.